Belgic Confession of Faith, article number 33, which is on the sacraments. And so let us read responsibly. We believe that our gracious God, taking account of our weakness and infirmities, has ordained the sacraments for us, thereby to seal unto us his promises, and to be pledges of the good will and grace of God towards us, and also to nourish and strengthen our faith, which he has joined to the word of the gospel, the better to present to our senses both that which he declares to us by his word and that which he works inwardly in our hearts, thereby confirming in us the salvation which he imparts to us. For they are visible signs and seals of an inward and invisible thing, by means whereof God works in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the signs are not empty or meaningless so as to deceive us. For Jesus Christ is the true object presented by them, without whom they would be of no moment. Moreover, we are satisfied with the number of sacraments which Christ our Lord has instituted, which are two only, namely the sacrament of baptism and the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the main emphasis? What is the point that the author, Guido de Bry, hammers home, and I tried to kind of hammer it home a little bit in the way that I read it. What is the focus? What is the point that we read here as the sacraments are described? Who's doing the work? Who's the one that is the focus? It's right there in the first statement. We believe that our gracious God, from that point on, we are confessing the blessings, the grace of God. The sacraments are designed, it says, they're ordained for us on account of our weaknesses and infirmities to seal unto us. Who's doing the sealing? Are we doing the sealing or is he doing the sealing? He's doing the sealing. It's his seal. It's a seal of the promise that he has made. One of the things that we understand, the sacraments are not to be celebrated without the preaching of the word, without the declaration of the promise. These are only seals on the document, but the document must first be presented, and then the seal is then looked upon. They are his promises, and they are his pledges of his goodwill and grace toward us. How do I know that he loves me? How do I know that he cares? Because he has instituted the sacraments as a means to declare and to show us in the catechism, the Heidelberg Catechism. I know certainly, I have certainty that these things which he has said are mine. They belong to me. Just as real as I take up the bread, and just as real I take up the wine, just as real as the water is applied to me, so real is God's word. His words are yes and amen. Furthermore, these sacraments, and notice, especially with the Lord's Supper, they're there to nourish and strengthen our faith. Remember, and we're going to be looking at that a little bit in the sermon, is the works of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who is he and what has he done? Well, one of the things that he has done is he has instituted these sacraments. And he says that we are to continue to celebrate them until he returns. So we look forward to his return. And one of the ways we do that is by continuing remembrance and celebration of him. Notice that he presents, notice the statement here, the better to present to our senses both that which he declares to us by his word and that which he works to us inwardly in us. God has not only spoken his word, which we receive through the hearing of the ear, but he has also presented signs and seals that can be touched, can be tasted, can be felt. God uses a multi-sensory communication. We know the truth of his word applied to us. Just as Jesus said to the disciples after his resurrection, come and touch me. Thrust your hand into my side, into my wounds. Stop unbelieving and believe. But notice, it's pointing to, and I love that statement, that which he works inwardly in our hearts. Yes, there are visible signs and seals, as it says, but what invisible signs and seals of what? An inward and invisible thing, by means of which God works in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. They're not empty, they're not meaningless, but Jesus Christ is the true object presented by them. And so, and as we are reminded that historically this was a document that was written and was delivered to the Roman Catholic Church and also to the civil magistrates there in Belgium who were Roman Catholic, declaring that there are not a whole bunch of things, a whole bunch of inventions of men that are called sacraments, but there's only two. But notice how he says it. There are only two. We're satisfied with that. Because those are the two that Jesus instituted. We don't go beyond that. We are satisfied with what Jesus has done. Amen? Amen.